And Lil Min Min joins us live now from Shanghai. Min Min, it's been a few hours. Have authorities been able to determine any details about this crash?
No word on the cause of the crash yet, but we have just seen shocking footage on social media showing the plane diving nearly vertically at high speed. The whole process took just seconds, and that footage has been identified as being taken by a mining company who has placed a surveillance camera on the mountain just about a kilometer away from where the plane crashed. Locals, it's ignited this wildfire, and huge plumes of smoke are seen in emitting from the area. Hundreds of firefighters are on scene, 650 firefighters from Guangxi province alone, and there are several more teams coming from Fujian province to assist with firefighting operations. Locals have found one wing of the plane in the vicinity, and the first batch of firefighters have already seen some of the debris, but from the footage I've seen, these are really small pieces of the plane, and it does look like the plane has been blasted apart. There are local reports quoting an eyewitness, a local village carter, saying that he saw the plane disintegrate. Now, this plane is only 6.8 years old. That's very young, because a plane has a lifespan of about 25 to 30 years. It's only considered to be past its golden age after it's been used for 10 years. And the average American commercial airliner is about 11 years old. So there are a lot of questions about what's happened here. Is it a human error? Were safety procedures followed? Or was it a freak incident? All of these questions remain unanswered.
Well, those questions remain unanswered. How about the government? Have they responded?
Yes, President Xi has just made a statement earlier expressing his shock at this incident and calling for an all-out rescue operation, saying that the aftermath of the incident must be properly handled. He also said the State Council has appointed a leadership team to investigate the matter to see what they can learn from this and how they can strengthen investigation into potential safety hazard in civil aviation. He also said that the absolute safety of people and of aviation operations must be protected. And he also said that we must pay attention to, quote, the implementation of responsibilities. And I think what he means here is that perhaps we may see some hits rolling in the near future, because China Eastern Airlines is the third largest airline in China, and it is a state-owned enterprise, which is under direct jurisdiction of the central government. So the party does have significant leverage to intervene in the company here. Boeing China has acknowledged that they are aware of this incident and they are trying to get more information. And China Eastern Airlines have also responded, saying that they will cooperate with investigations to find out the cause of this matter. And they are expressing their condolence to the 123 passengers who were on board.
Well, many thanks for those updates. Lo Min Min in Shanghai.